From the WLRN Miami Herald studios, I'm Tim Padgett with the Latin America Report, made possible by Espirito Santo Bank.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
The Adhan, the Muslim call to prayer, chanted here at the Al-Ihsan Mosque in South Miami-Dade. It's a reminder that next week marks Eid al-Adha, one of Islam's most sacred holidays. But October also marks Hispanic Heritage Month. What's the connection? Latinos are one of the fastest-growing segments of the Muslim population. Many are Arab Latin Americans who emigrated to the United States, but U.S. Latinos account for as much as a fifth of all converts to Islam in this country today. It's not always easy for Latinos to move from a predominantly Roman Catholic culture to a predominantly Arab faith. Marina Gonzalez is a Nicaraguan-born nurse in Miami who wears a hijab, the Muslim woman's head garb. When she converted 5 years ago, her family at first wouldn't speak to her.
They was calling me Talibana. My mother, she didn't like to go with me out because I wear hijab. But now she understands every time when I go to my parents' house, they turn off the TV when I have to pray. They gave me my space. So I'm so happy.
The American Muslim Association of North America, based in North Miami, says South Florida is home to a rising number of Latino Muslims like Gonzalez and Najib Soma. His name was Dario before he converted 6 years ago. He's now a leading member of the Al-Ihsan Mosque. Initially, his Cuban mother was shocked.
But now she's changed. Her views have changed. Seeing me, like how I've changed, like prior to me being Muslim, to how I am now, she sees a big difference in my character.
If this trend is a surprise, perhaps it shouldn't be. Like African Americans in the 1960s, Latinos are discovering their own cultural and historical ties to Islam in the Arab world, starting with the thing that perhaps defines Latinos most, Spanish.
Our language is nurtured by over 4,000 words that come from Arabic. Every word in Spanish that starts with A-L, like al, alcalde, alcantarilla, almohada.
Wilfredo Ruiz is a Puerto Rican-born Muslim and a lawyer for the South Florida chapter of the Council of American-Islamic Relations. Ruiz converted to Islam a decade ago, and history made his decision easier. Ruiz knows that when Muslim Arabs ruled medieval Spain, it was one of the most advanced civilizations of its time. In religious terms, Latinos like Gonzalez say Islam offers them a simpler, more direct form of worship than Catholicism does. They also feel more structure than they see in the evangelical churches so many Latinos are joining today.
The connection that I have with God right now is better than before.
Yet many take comfort in the overlap between Catholicism and Islam. Muslims, for example, venerate Mary and Jesus, at least as a prophet. Liliana Parodi is a Peruvian-American surgical technician in Miami who converted 24 years ago.
At the beginning when I was reading the Quran and said, oh, we believe in the hereafter, they believe in angels. You know, it's not so much difference.
More Latino women convert to Islam than Latino men do. Islam is often questioned for its segregation of women, but Latinas like Parodi say it's hypocritical for a male-dominated Catholic church and an ultra-macho Latino society to criticize their new faith in that regard.
And I tell them, you know, you cannot tell, you cannot talk about others. You look at yourself. The sad part is like see woman as an object.
Either way, Ruiz says that being Latino and Muslim is no longer raro or strange.
What we experience once we embrace Islam is that Islam is not as foreign as it has been portrayed to us. It's no longer a religion of the Middle East that you have no relation to.
You can read more of our Latin America coverage on WLRN.org. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami.
The Latin America Report is made possible by Espirito Santo Bank.